Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the place where we speak life, truth, and encouragement in every situation. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Now, life has a way of placing us in situations where our hearts say one thing and our minds say another, and fear whispers in the background, making everything even more confusing. But today we're going to break through that conflict and find clarity, wisdom, and confidence that we need to move forward. So if you've been feeling conflicted, or maybe torn between two choices and struggling with a decision, or just feeling uncertain about what direction to take, then this episode is for you. We'll go to the Word for guidance, break down a biblical story that can relate to this feeling, and we'll unpack some of the metaphors that will give you practical steps to help you navigate through any inner conflict. And of course, we'll end with an affirmation just to seal it all in. So go ahead, grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, grab your notebooks, and maybe this time even grab your Bible as well as a pen, and let's get into it. Now, feeling conflicted can be one of the most frustrating and even painful experiences. It's like you're standing at a crossroad with no clear sign pointing in the direction that you need to go. You might be wondering, am I making the right decision? But what if I regret doing this later? Is that God's will, or is it just my own desire speaking? These questions can keep us stuck and afraid to move forward. It's happened to me plenty of times. But God is not a God of confusion. He is a God of peace. And that's the first truth that we need to hold on to. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "Since God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." If God is a God of peace, that means when we're feeling conflicted, we need to ask ourselves these questions. Is this confusion coming from God, or is it my fear, doubt, or impatience clouding my judgment? Am I waiting on an answer from God, or am I rushing into something because I feel pressure? Understanding this can help us slow down and seek true wisdom instead of just reacting to our emotions. Let's take a moment to look at someone in the Bible who struggled with inner conflict, King Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul found himself in a tough spot. He was waiting for the prophet Samuel to arrive and offer sacrifices before he went into battle. But as time passed, his army started to scatter and fear started taking over. This is where he started to feel conflicted. Do I wait on Samuel as God commanded me to? Or do I take matters into my own hands and offer the sacrifice myself? Saul chose to act out of fear rather than obedience. The moment he finished making his offering, Samuel arrived and he told him that because of his disobedience, the kingdom would be lost. Now, there's lessons that we can learn from that story. First one is acting out of fear instead of waiting on God can lead to unnecessary consequences. Just because something feels urgent doesn't mean we should act impulsively. Trusting God means waiting on His timing, even when we feel pressured. How many times have we made decisions out of fear or impatience and later regretted them? Saul's story teaches us that when we are conflicted, we must seek God first and trust His timing. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own misunderstanding. In all your ways, know him and he will make your path straight." This verse is a reminder that our understanding is limited, but God sees the bigger picture. Sometimes we don't have all the answers because God is calling us to trust him more deeply. Now, let's break down the metaphors here. He will make our path straight. Imagine a road full of twists and turns. This represents the confusions and conflict. When we trust God, he clears the path, making the way forward easier to see. But notice, we have to trust him first before he makes the path straight. So if you're feeling conflicted, the first step is to release control and trust that God will lead you where you need to go. Let me tell you a little story about a woman named Lisa. Lisa had been praying and fasting and trusting God for a breakthrough. But no matter how hard she tries, it feels like the odds are stacked against her. She applied for jobs but kept getting rejected. She tried to get her finances in order, but just when she started saving, unexpected bills wipe out her progress. She prays for healing in her relationship, but instead of getting better, things just seem to keep getting worse. Every time she takes a step forward, she feels like she's being pushed back through. She's feeling conflicted. She wants to trust God. She wanted to trust God, but she felt exhausted and started asking, "Is God even listening? Does he care about my struggles? Is all this just being done in vain?" But here's what Lisa didn't see. God was already working behind the scenes. The job rejections, they were God's protection from toxic environments. The financial setbacks were God's way of teaching her how to manage money with wisdom. The broken relationships, God's way of removing people who can't go where God is leading you. Lisa didn't realize it yet, but what feels like failure is actually preparation. And the same goes for you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 say, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." This verse reminds us that instead of stressing over situations that feel impossible, we should bring everything to God in prayer. And in return, he gives us peace that doesn't always make sense, but is powerful enough to sustain us. So, how do we start to take some practical steps to help navigate our inner conflict? Pray for clarity. Instead of overthinking, take it to God and ask him to show you what is right. Seek God's word. If a decision doesn't align with your principles, biblical principles, then it's not from God. Evaluate the root of your conflict. Are you hesitating because of fear, pride, or impatience? Identify the source. How do you identify that source? By praying for clarity. That takes us back to number one. Trust me, you'll get that sign that you need that'll point you in the right direction. And you can always look for counsel from someone that you trust. Proverbs 11 and 14 says, "Without guidance, a people will fall, but with many counselors, there is deliverance." Talk to someone spiritually mature and wait for peace. If there's no peace around a decision, then don't force it. God's direction will bring you peace, Now, I want to leave you all with a few affirmations that you can speak over yourselves this week when those moments of feeling conflicted hit you. I am not ruled with confusion. I trust in God's wisdom and guidance. His peace will lead me to the right decision, and I will move forward in faith, not fear. Now, if you're feeling conflicted today, know that you are not alone. God is ready to give you clarity, but it starts with seeking Him, trusting His timing, and waiting for His peace. I want you all to take those scriptures and reflect on them. Take that affirmation and lean on it and remind yourself that God does not bring disorder. He brings peace. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, share it with someone who you think may be struggling with a tough decision right now. And as always, stay positive, stay faithful, and keep trusting that God is guiding your path. Until next time, this is Tay, and you're listening to Tay Talks Positivity. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.